One of the great songwriters of our time has died. Ellie Greenwich was a rarity, a woman in the music business who found great success writing and producing hit after popular hit. Greenwich died this morning at a New York City hospital. She was 68 years old. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports.
Along with Phil Spector and her then-husband Jeff Berry, Ellie Greenwich created this song. And this one. So I whispered, I love you. You said that you loved me too, and then he kissed me. And this one. Just because Ellie Greenwich earned 25 gold and platinum records doesn't mean she could predict a hit. Here she is a few years ago on WHYY's Fresh Air.
In my whole career of being in the studio producing, there were only two songs that I literally walked out of a studio and said, either these records are going to be zippity-doo, nothing, go nowhere, or number one records. That was Chapel of Love and Leader of the Pack.
Ellie Greenwich started her career writing songs for her cheerleading squad on Long Island. Her music would help define the American teenager in the 1960s.
It wasn't that accepted back then, a female being in that end of the business.
Honestly, it's not even all that accepted now. Women break into the industry as singers. Greenwich was a good singer, but her Midas touch as a writer and producer earned her a perch in the Brill Building, New York City's famed pop music factory, along with Carole King. Ellie Greenwich told NPR that the girl groups she produced were not always happy about a woman in charge.
At first it was like, well, who does she think she is giving us orders here or telling us what to do? But on the other end, if you just were very open with them, they saw they could be your friend, and then it became an asset to be a woman dealing with the girl groups.
The Ronettes, the Crystals, the Shangri-Las. Greenwich's music sold in the tens of millions, but she felt upstaged, like many other American songwriters, by the British invasion. She endured a painful divorce and a nervous breakdown. Both were part of an autobiographical Broadway show that opened in the 1980s. Jimmy Iovine is the chairman of Interscope Records.
Very few people have as many classic songs as Ellie Greenwich did. She's incredible.
Iovine says Greenwich discovered Neil Diamond and worked with Cyndi Lauper, Desmond Child, and Tina Turner. Iovine says if he had to pick just one favorite Ellie Greenwich song, it'd be River Deep, Mountain High. That Ellie Greenwich left us dozens upon dozens of songs. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
When I was a little girl.